the planets, and their dilemma. Once upon a time, in the vast blue-black canvas of space, there lived 8 siblings. Mighty swirling magical spheres, also known as the planets of the solar system. Each one had a unique personality, and each circled around their wise and ever-glowing parent, the sun. They were a diverse bunch: Mercury, small and speedy; Venus, warm and dreamy; Earth, vibrant and full of life; Mars, dusty and curious; Jupiter, the grand protector; Saturn, graceful with rings; Uranus, icy and tilted; and Neptune, deep and mysterious. Every 1,000 years, the planets would gather in a special cosmic council to share stories, solve problems, and enjoy each other's company. This millennium's council, however, was not filled with the usual joy and laughter. There was a dilemma, and it had everyone spinning. The gathering took place near the edge of the asteroid belt, where the space was peaceful and stars twinkle like silent spectators. "Order, everyone," called Jupiter, his swirling stormy eyes spinning in thought. "There is a disturbance that needs our attention." Venus, always glowing and gentle, floated closer. "Is it about Pluto again? He's still sending postcards asking to rejoin us." "No," said Saturn, brushing dust off her golden rings. "This is serious. Earth is not doing well." All heads turned towards Earth, who looked rather pale, or rather grey and smoky. I don't know what to say," Earth murmured. "I have tried to fix things, but humans are making a mess. My forests are disappearing, my oceans are rising, and I can barely breathe with all the gases swirling in my skies." Neptune's voice rolled like distant thunder. "You've always been the vibrant one, Earth, the only one with dancing dolphins and laughing children. What's happening exactly?" asked Neptune. "It's complicated," said Earth, her clouds swirling. "The humans are brilliant. They've built cities, sent robots into space, even written poems about the stars. But they've also hurting me. They burn too many fuels, cut too many trees, and forget that they are a part of me," said Earth. The other planets grew quiet. Even Mercury, who usually zipped around and never stayed still, hovered close. Mars cleared his dusty throat. "Maybe we should help. I mean, I'm dry and lonely, but I've always admired Earth's glow. Maybe we can teach the humans how to take care of her. Teach humans? Said Uranus with a chilly laugh. They barely listen to their own scientist. How will they hear us? Well, we could send them a message, suggested Venus. A dream, a vision, something to stir their hearts. I have an idea, said Jupiter, his voice low and mighty. Let's each send Earth a gift, something from ourselves that might remind the humans what's important. A symbol, maybe they'll understand. Everyone nodded. I'll go first, said Mercury, zooming in circles. I may be small, but I'm quick. I'll send Earth the gift of time. Humans are always rushing. Maybe if they slow down, they'll see what they're doing to Earth. Lovely, said Venus. I'll give beauty, not just the kind they see, but the kind they feel when they look at a flower, a sunset, or each other for that matter. I will offer life, Earth whispered. It's all I have, but maybe it will be enough to remind them that they are part of something precious. Mars stood tall. I'll send them curiosity, the same spark that made them look up at the stars. Maybe it will lead them back to wonder, not waste. I shall give them wisdom, said Jupiter. They've grown clever, but they need to be wise. Strength means nothing without compassion. Saturn stepped forward gracefully. I give balance. My rings remind me that harmony is delicate, but beautiful when preserved. Uranus sighed and said, let me offer perspective. I am tilted, different, and that's okay. Maybe humans need to see from another angle to understand each other better. Neptune, with eyes as deep as oceans, spoke last. I will send dreams, not just sleepy dreams, but bold dreams, the kind that inspire music, art, and change. And so, the planets each placed their gift into a glowing comet, a shimmering messenger that sped towards Earth, trailing colors across the galaxy. The humans saw it, a bright streak lightning the night sky, and many stopped what they were doing just to look at it. Some children made wishes looking at the sky. Some scientists took notes. Some poets wrote verses. But most importantly, many people felt They felt something. Time, beauty, life, curiosity, wisdom, balance, perspective, dreams. They didn't understand it at once, but slowly the gifts began to awaken something inside them. A little girl in Kenya planted a tree. A boy in India cleaned a river bank. An inventor in Germany created a machine that turned pollution into clean air. A musician in Brazil composed a song that reminded everyone of the sound of rain on the leaves. Movements began. People talked, listened, acted. Not everyone, and not perfectly, of course, but it was a start. Back in the Cosmic Council, the planets watched in a quiet hope. "Do you think it will work?" asked Earth. "It's beginning," said Jupiter. "And beginnings are powerful." "Just like you, little sister," said Venus, nudging her with light. Years passed, and the humans continued their dance between progress and carelessness. But now they had a glimpse of another way, a planetary whisper in their dreams, a feeling that they weren't alone, and that Earth wasn't just a place, it was their home. Their first home, indeed. Even today, when sometimes, when the night is clear and stars are out, and you tilt your head just so, you might hear them, the voices of the planet, still watching, still hoping, still believing that Earth will shine bright once more.